Sean, a frustrating evening for you, a 0-0 draw.
Yeah, I think it was when you think of the chance we've created tonight and the quality of them chances. And, you know, fair play to their keeper. He's made a couple of fine saves. You know, you could argue we could have been more clinical. But we've certainly done enough to win the game tonight.
You think overall you deserve to win?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you see the stats on that game, it's going to be very powerful, you know. And I think the quality of the chances tonight, we usually put them away, and particularly the two late ones in the game when their keepers made two good saves.
Then again, Cardiff might have taken the points as well.
It would have been a travesty, but it sometimes happens. You know, we've opened up the play to try and put more and more pressure on, as we did second half, and they get the breakaway and hit the bar. And, you know, it would have been a travesty, but sometimes that does happen. You know, I'm pleased it didn't, of course.
In terms of the flow of the game today, did you feel you were a bit disjointed in places?
No,
perhaps?
I enjoyed the performance. I think, you know, because there's a lot at stake now, and there's a lot of, you know, a different feeling in the crowd now. And I think the players handled that really, really well tonight, you know, and there were some really good pockets of play. As I suggested, I think the stats are going to be very strong from that performance. If we keep making that many chances of that quality, then we'll win lots of games going into the end of the season.
I suppose you can understand people's anxieties at this late stage in the season with so much riding on it, can't you?
Yeah, of course. It's human nature, you know, and it is for the players, and they've handled it well, as I suggested. You know, coming off a really important point down at Brighton, when a lot went against us, particularly one massive decision. So you know, a pleasing performance. They physically looked superb again tonight. Endless energy to go and win the game. I think two chances in the last 4 minutes of the game shows the mentality of the players and show what they're trying to give to go and win games.
Yeah, they were great saves, weren't they, by David Marshall with his legs. He was just in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, that's right. And a big one from Andre in the first half. And Boyd has had a couple of good chances tonight. So we've created enough chances and of a high enough level of quality. We just haven't taken them. But let's face it, I think we're still the top scorers in the division. So we've taken lots of them chances over the season.
And how much credit goes to Cardiff for the fact that they did make it difficult for you tonight? They harried you. They gave you very little space.
Well, no one's going to try and just let you walk over them. I've said that all along. And that's not just because of this stage of the season. That's any team, and they shouldn't be doing that. I'm sure their manager will have something to say if they did. But we've really gripped the game tonight and really gone after them, and particularly the second half. And like I say, you know, with a scratch of luck, a scratch of a better finish, you know, putting one away, and then the game's completely different.
When you look at the league table, I don't know whether you will tonight. It's concertinaed. It's got tighter up at the top, just a point behind you now. So
yeah, that's sometimes the way it is. That's the reality of it. You know, no one lies down for you. You know, everyone's fighting to be up there. We've done fantastically well. You know, people forget Boxing Day. We're 8 or 9 points away from the top, and people above us have got games in hand. Now we're top of the league. So we've come a long way. There's some really good work that's been done, and there's more good work that's going to get done.
And you've got a big game now on Saturday against Leeds United.
Every game's a big game.